Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Each week we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
Hello! What's going on out there, guys? Hello, welcome to Pub Crawl. Welcome to Pub Crawl, your number one choice, number one
source
of Vegas-y drinking goodness. I'm not Alicia.
Neither am I.
This is not Alicia either. This is our friend Portland Dave filling in for Alicia tonight.
What's up, guys?
Who's on?
How y'all doing out there?
She's out gallivanting, doing work stuff.
Somewhere.
And so, let's start off how she normally does it. Welcome to the live studio audience.
Oh, we got a crowd tonight.
Yeah.
I show up and we got a crowd.
That's how it works. Also, if you need to get a hold of us or would just like to. Oh, see, I'm off my game. Live chat room.
Live chat room.
All right. And speaking of people on keyboards, you can email us at pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. Also, toll-free listener line, 866-966-4599. That number once again, 866-966-4599. Also, KSHP Las Vegas, 1400 AM, or on Friday nights, the whole network. Loving that. Let's see, iTunes, audio and video on iTunes, and YouTube, and the whole internet in general. And the Twitter, speaking of internet.
No excuse not to find
us. Oh, I know. You can believe this. Twitter, we're the LV Locals, Alicia and I. And the network is Vegas Video Network, at Vegas Video Network. I think that covered it.
I think you did. I think you covered it very good.
I need a drink.
I think so.
So let's take a quick step aside and come back with Cocktail of the Week. As many of you may know, I'm a bit of a Star Trek fan. Also, so is my friend Portland Dave. Yes. And this week in Las Vegas was the Star Trek convention. We'll be covering that. Oh, yeah. But we're going to start with a Star Trek drink. How about that?
Absolutely.
But first, a question from the chat room.
Yes, comments on the decoration there. It looks like a bare set. You're missing all your fun things they're saying.
I am?
Bulbs and stuff, maybe?
No. Oh. No?
Yeah, one still bulb. Well, I see a bulb over there. I see a green thing over there.
There's also the greatest decoration.
It's not
she,
here.
She is not
She's
here.
Not, yeah.
And that's what's, I think that's what's.
At least is the best decoration in the world.
I think that's what's missing.
That's what's going to keep you married for another 10 years. There you go. Let me just put this up.
There we go. We
don't really have two. Different.
I think, yeah.
There we go. Okay. Alrighty.
All right, now.
Props.
Yeah, some right props.
It's kind of.
All right, see, Alicia does this stuff. And oh, that I do need. How about that?
See, there you go.
That was the problem, because I will need this.
All right, everybody.
I see you. There you go.
Mandatory. It's like a surgeon with his tools. You don't have that.
The show, the getting it together.
We're getting there.
All right. So we're making a Star Trek themed drink. Now, this was made famous at the Star Trek Experience at the Las Vegas Hilton. Here's a question. It's a Tranya. I'm not sure what that means. It's a character in the original series.
Tranya, yes.
I don't know, but I don't know anything about it. But I know the drink here, coconut rum, peach schnapps, amaretto, cranberry, and pineapple.
Very
now
simple.
You've made these before.
I've made these
before. So you're going to have to run me through it, because I've never done it.
I've had parties back in Portland and in here, too.
Right.
Where that's just an easy drink to make. It's a refreshing drink, and a hot day, and what the heck, it's a Star Trek drink. But it's a very, very Very good.
Cool. So we, you know, what, so we
well,
do.
We're gonna go ahead and start off with the peach schnapps or the coconut rum.
Coconut.
Either
rum.
One first. You wanna just.
And it's 1-to-1.
It's 1-to-1. It's just simple.
So it's just one of those.
Yep.
One of those. Got it.
All right, and then peach schnapps.
The good stuff.
Very easy to make, guys. 5-year-old can make it, but you don't want him to.
Okay. He can make it for you.
Yeah.
All right.
And then amaretto.
Okay.
Got to put that in there.
Now, that's just a little bit, though.
Just a little bit. Yeah, you don't want to overwhelm it, because amaretto, a little goes a long way on the amaretto.
We just want like
a little
bit. A quarter
bit,
shot is what it
that's
asks
it.
For.
That's it. Yeah, just a little bit, man.
There you go.
Okay.
Were you guys at the Rio last night?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm being told that that was the place to be.
It was.
It was, absolutely.
And then just one of these.
Splash of each of the cranberry and pineapple.
Cranberry.
And normally you shake it, but if we don't want to shake it, let's shake it.
You can shake it.
Let's just shake it for, you know,
I brought a shaker.
Man with his tools.
You know.
All right.
We'll shake it.
There you go. Now, you can drink this a couple different ways, guys. You can do it like a martini glass if you want to be really, you
this
know.
Is over ice, but
yeah,
wait, but what did I learn last week? That way. Look at that!
It comes right off.
I learned that last week. Everybody witnessed that. I learned how to open a Boston shaker.
Yep.
Whoa, it's frothy and goodness.
It's goodness.
Wow. Well, after the convention, it's not like we need another drink right now, but there you go.
Thank you, my friend.
Cheers. Hey, it's pretty.
Yeah, see. See how you did.
Oh, that's great.
That's it.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, dude, that was perfect.
Oh, it's really good.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, now that we got that. Oh, well, you got a drunk term. We got a guest appearance drunk term.
We got drunk term of the week.
Right. What's your drunk term?
Drunk term of the week is when, you know, you ever see the old wino out in the street and he's like, yeah, and he's just staggering out there with his Mad Dog or whatever he's drinking. Well, they call him back in my neighborhood. They used to call him, man, he's a drunkie. He's drunkie. Look at that drunkie over there. So then when you want to do it yourself and you want to hang out at, you know, wherever you want to hang out,
right.
You're going to get your drunkie on. And that's what we call it, drunkie on.
Drunkie on.
So when you overindulge, you're getting your drunkie on.
Let's describe that.
Yes.
In the next segment.
Okay.
Right. Come back with our adventure.
Okay.
What we did get drunky on.
Yes, we did.
All right.
Got drunky on.
Pub crawl adventure.
Got it.
No pressure. Hi, I'm. Hi, I'm Dennis Silvers from. Can't think of the name of my damn show. Golf and other four-letter words, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. I think.
Back with Pub Crawl. I am David Thomas Ivey.
I am Portland Dave.
Yes.
Guest filling starring. In for the lovely Alicia.
Yes. Who's probably, I don't know if she's in the chat room.
Is she getting her drunkie on somewhere?
No. Not
after this
weekend.
She better not.
No. So this week, we spent the entire weekend at the Rio All Suites. Hey, this is a Rio pen. Look at that.
It's a real pen.
At the Rio.
Oh.
Now yeah. I heard you say that you didn't spend a lot of time at the Rio before this, but
right.
Now you might.
Right. I'll tell you, you know, it's as locals, if you're a local here, we get special discounts. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, whatever. But it's just not really out of the way for me, but I just never thought to go.
Right.
But until this week, the Star Trek convention,
right.
And everything else going on, I said, why not? I went there, and I tell you what, the place is amazing. The service is great. I mean, the people are great. The drinks are great. Everything is, I mean, it's just outstanding.
Right.
I mean, you guys, you know, when you come into town, you got to go to the Rio Masquerade Bar.
Oh, okay, we'll start with the deals.
Okay.
And we talked about it on the show before, but I actually got the actual word.
Yes.
It's, there's like cashback slot play stuff, but I don't even know what that means. But anyway, yeah. But it's 25% all Rio restaurants, 50% off all Rio casino bars, 2-for-1 show tickets, and a bunch of like reward stuff.
Yes.
But that's, I mean, you got to think about that. We were getting a beer for $3.22. You know, that for a major property, that ain't bad.
That's pretty good, especially, you know, a lot of places you go out, you know, out here it's gonna be.
Well, the,
you know,
$9.
More, 12, $9
yeah,
for a beer.
For a beer,
yeah,
or $8.
Like, for a Bud Light.
Well, this is half price for us, so it would have been, well, it would have been $6.
Yeah. $6.
So anyway, we started at the, now, a week ago, Alicia and I went to the Gaylord's Indian restaurant there.
Mm.
Little pricey, but amazing. But again, 25% off.
Still got the same deal.
Not bad. That place was killer. If you like Indian food, and you know what? There's not many Indian food places in casino. I don't think there is one in a casino. The Riviera's got one.
They got one.
But I think it's kind of more of a...
it's kind of like a food court. Looking. It's not really a real Indian restaurant.
I think it's the only Indian restaurant I can think of in a hotel in Vegas. It just doesn't happen. There's a few, malls and outs, whatever. But it's fantastic. So if you like Indian food, they got it good. McFadden's is an Irish pub there, which I used to hate, and I still kind of do.
Ditto.
Not the best place. The staff is kind of bad.
Yeah.
They lied, told me they don't do the discount to everybody we know.
Right.
And I looked and no, they do the discount. They just didn't want to do the discount.
Didn't want to do the discount.
So that really chapped me.
The thing that really got me is, when you ask them to make a certain drink, and there's a drink that was called, it is a Star Trek convention after all. They should be well versed in making these drinks, right? Warp core breach. Some of you out there may know what that is, some of you don't. But anyway, make a long story short, they were saying that one of the bartenders was like, "We're out. We don't make it. Thank God we're out of it. Thank God we're out of it." And we're like, because he just didn't want to make it.
And then,
10 minutes later, another bartender made it and brought it to somebody's table.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's like bad.
Ruined it for me.
Bad, 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 bad. And also, we ate there. The food was not, it's not the greatest place.
Yeah.
What kills me though is Vegas is full of Irish bars.
Exactly.
There's so many more Irish bars you can go to than this one.
But well, that one's Pepe's McFadden or something like that.
And that ain't even open.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't see it open.
No, the sign Pepe's McFadden's.
Right, it's McFadden's Mexican tequila bar.
Irish Mexican tequila. Bar.
Never I don't know, whatever. That wasn't even open. Again, though, it was, I could think of worse places, but it wasn't the best. All American Bar Grill, I went and ate there. It's not their cafe. Well, it is kind of their cafe, isn't it? That is their, and it was good. It was fine. Nothing fantastic. Masquerade Bar.
Yes.
Now, the good thing about the Rio, it's humongous. Rio All Suites. Huge. Two towers, great pool, amazing pool.
Yes.
With a place that big, you got to do a lot of walking. Good thing about this place, there's a bar every 20 feet.
Every 20 feet.
There's a bar. And one of them, the big one, is the new Masquerade Bar. Yes. There was another bar in that same room.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Flair bartending bar that's at the other side. I mean, it was one of the casino bars. Now you get 50% off. We hung there for hours.
And one of the reasons why we hung there is for a long time is because the service was great. And
people are great.
Music, people were great. I mean, the atmosphere was good. The vibe was good.
You have to deal with that show in the sky thing every hour.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but it kind of.
And it gets old after a while. I mean, you look at it one time and then you. Right.
And then staff there was great. Yeah. You pointed out that all the bartenders or the waitresses there all sing and dance.
They sing and dance. I mean, we're not talking 75-year-old waitresses serving you guys drinks. We're talking young, good-looking waitresses.
And they get up on these little boxes.
They get on these little things, and they sing, and they dance, and they do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. And I really honestly don't see that a lot in any of the casinos.
You've never seen that. They might have, a party pit, but nothing like this.
Nothing like that.
Well, IP does that.
They do the dealer-tainers.
Yeah, the dealer-tainers. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But not nearly as scary as Imperial Pride.
Right.
Did that Masquerade in the Sky have a Star Trek theme?
What's funny? They did.
They did.
That's how cool the Rio was. They actually, this time, they didn't really change the show. All they did was add Star Trek music to the end of their little show. But that made 20,000 people. I think that was our number this year. Happy.
20 grand.
Yeah.
That's twice as much as they had last year.
So, and it was, highlights of the Star Trek convention. I know it's not really a Star Trek show. Leonard Nimoy did his last appearance.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed, 20,000. I never even made it back there. Yeah. I never made it to the actual Star Trek convention. Yeah. I hung out at that Masquerade Bar, and that's where we stayed.
That was a great spot.
Yeah.
The Sportsbook Grill is good, too.
Oh, I didn't even try that.
Yeah.
I barely ate this weekend. We just drank. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first. I got the drunkest I've ever gotten in my entire lifetime. Saturday night, or sometimes Sunday morning. I don't know. I literally didn't know you can get this drunk.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I have no idea what this would feel like, but to me it seemed like I was tripping, like I was on acid. I was that drunk. I was like, because we stayed there. We didn't have to go anywhere. And I usually, I try to keep it together to drive. I could just reckless abandon, go to town. And there was a point I skipped All American Bar Grill because I was there eating just to try to sober up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I think the world's like,
you were pretty.
Whoa,
you were pretty ripped.
Whoa. I was like, it was strange.
You got his drunkie on.
Yeah, I did. I didn't even know you can get that drunk. And not be physically ill.
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
But you did okay. You woke up the next day and
fine. Did it again.
Then started up.
But I know, I've never been that drunk in my life.
Were you supposed to meet somebody at Lightspeed? Jade?
Yes. Jesse.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. Mm, but I never went to the convention.
They mentioned it.
Really?
Oh, they also mentioned Alice, or Alicia was ripped as well.
Oh, she was.
Just a little.
Little bit.
Well,
she matches me. That's one thing, that's a thing that we should mention. Mm. It's maybe her downfall, or it could be. If she matches me drink for drink. If I have five, she has five.
Is she Alicia'd?
She didn't get Alicia'd. She might have. I don't know. I didn't notice.
Did you?
You're too drunk to notice.
I didn't. But then again, maybe I did. I know there was a point when I was walking out of that bar, out of the All American Bar and Grill, and I know there was a moment where people had to look at me and go, "Oh, whoa."
Yeah.
You know, like that. The guy. I'm just. Yeah. It's not, you know.
Kind of like when I fell up the escalators
yes.
at one time.
Yeah. That's a very famous story because that's the perfect margaritas at
perfect margaritas. Yeah.
At Margaritaville.
God, one is all you need.
And two. Portland Dave fell up an escalator.
Literally fell up an escalator.
That's drunk.
Cut all my legs are all cut up from the things or whatever. Oh,
So we had a great time at the Rio.
That was fun.
And it's another one of those things that we locked ourselves in there. We ate there. We slept there. We partied there. We did everything only there.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Like I said, McFadden's, man, what are you
going to do? If I may say, for those of you guys, if you're going to come into town, I mean, got to check out the Rio. I mean, you may not. I mean, it's off the strip. It's not like on the strip where you know. But there is a shuttle that goes back and forth if you want to do that.
Yeah, I think it takes you to Bill's. I think.
Yeah, Harris.
Harris.
And drops you off, and you can just wander around. But there's everything is there in the Rio. You don't really need to go anywhere.
Palms across the street.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. So anyway, I had a great time at the Rio. I liked the staff, Tony and the guys. You guys did a great job. Wonderful.
How are the rooms there?
Awesome. They're all suites.
They're all suites. I mean,
they're all suites. So they're all big living room couch.
But are they newish or are they kind
of
dated or?
The Rio is the first place I stayed as an adult in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-internet, you know, remember booking a room before the internet
mm-hmm.
or a flight? You know how hard that was to do? I had to call random places I can think of names of, like Caesar's Palace, Sahara, whatever. I mean, you know, you don't know what to do. So I ended up at some place that sounded good, but it was some crap hole, like
Holiday Motel.
Oh, downtown, but like not even on Fremont, like a couple streets
Western.
Over. Oh no, it's worse than that.
Worse than that.
Oh, it was. they had three slot machines, and it was like a motel.
Oh my goodness.
But it had a name like the Alibaba or something. It wasn't the Alibaba, but something like that. So what did I know? We stayed there one night, my friend Wade and I, and on our first like guy trip, I was 21, and we actually just went and ripped a page out of the phone book with all the hotels on it, and I just went down the list and I saw Rio. And it had just opened. And it was beautiful. And we went. We got the suite, and we're like, oh, my God.
Right.
Like two dumb kids. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
I won a Royal Flush that weekend with four quarters in instead of five.
Really?
If I'd had one more quarter. But what did I know? I won $200. I'm like, yay. If I'd had five quarters in, I'd have won $1,000.
Man.
I mean, it was.
But it was your first experience.
And it was at the Rio. This is the only time I've ever even been there. And it was awesome. Chat room.
Somebody would like for you to speak about somebody named Olivia.
Oh, who asked that?
Jay Duckman.
Really? I can't speak of such things.
Should I ban? I can ban this person right now.
And no, but
blocked.
But she's famous. Olivia Diabo. You can search her right now. And we hung out with her last night, and she's the sweetest, nicest person in the world. I think I've. Yes. She was the daughter in Wonder Years. Smoking is the, I mean, Alicia and I were both like, wow, she's cute.
Wow.
We were all Twitter pated because she played the Virgin Princess in Conan the Destroyer with Grace Jones. And so that's, we were like, oh my God. In fact, our shirts still smell like her perfume. And I was texting Alicia earlier that like, because she'd already left Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Portland Dave came and picked her up in the morning to go to fly out. So I was packing, and our shirt still smelled. I'm like,
nice.
Well, we have the Virgin Princess smell on our shirts. What should I do?
Nice. Wow.
No, okay. she was awesome. Just awesome. Anyway.
I think I know what you might have done.
And I might have. And I might still.
Okay.
Anyways, that was our no. We can go on for days about the convention. I mean, it was a blast. Lots of famous people.
Yeah.
Just nerds everywhere,
all over the
which
place.
Are like our favorite people in the world are the nerds, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful time.
And the Rio is very accommodating to all of us.
That's another thing.
Very
the Rio is killer, and you know what? you know, the conventions used to be at the Las Vegas Hilton.
Yep.
And the Hilton kind of didn't really seem to like it. Like, or, you know what, they didn't really have like a, hey, welcome Trekkies kind of a vibe to them. And so this was really nice to be welcomed like that. Yeah. Like they played the music. Every bar had Star Trek playing on the TVs.
Yep.
Like every bar in the whole place. Even in like, you know, there's like the preseason football game and then Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
Everywhere.
That was the coolest thing. Because they didn't have to do that.
No, that's really awesome.
But they made it a point
staff,
to accommodate.
Bar staff all had Starfleet uniforms.
Yeah.
Like, that is cool. Way to go. Maybe that's why there were 20,000 people there instead of 7,000 last
time. Exactly. That could be right.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, great job, Rio. Way to go.
Yep.
Now part of Hera. Now Caesar's Entertainment. Yes. Not Hera's anymore. So I used my Total Rewards. Got a screaming deal on it. So there you go.
That's it, man.
That's it.
You got it.
Let's get on to, I don't think we have any bartender because Alicia's not here.
She's not here.
So we might have to skip something.
Oh, boy.
Like I'm like coming up with the show on the fly.
You're going to have to.
We might have to do, doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, unless you got something.
Wait a minute. No, I think we should make up one.
Oh.
Oh, really?
And we'll have Portland Dave make up a question.
Okay.
And the question has to begin with the letter A.
the reason I was going to say that is I've got a lot, my last call, I want to talk to Dave about being a cab driver, because he's a cab driver in town, and I think we could do some.
So this could be his question.
Right.
Are you going to ask me anything about being a taxi driver?
Right, that's your question. Well, that'll take us right to where we need to be.
We could just go right there.
Right.
Okay.
Doesn't happen in Vegas, but it happens on this show.
It sure does.
It's our big, long last call today. All right, so see, Portland Dave's a cab driver here in town. Recent cab driver.
Yes.
Just moved here.
Yeah.
You work the night shift? No, you work the morning shift.
Oh, today shift.
It's called days?
It's called days.
I'm a musician now. They call it days.
Well, it's your night. It's my day. It's your night.
Right. So you go to work like 4 in the morning, 5, 6 in the morning, work till the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, it's about 3-ish.
Still a lot of drunks out at 4 in the morning?
Especially on Friday, Saturday nights. You'll see them out there.
Yeah. We see you a lot at that time in the morning.
Yeah, you see a lot that time in the morning.
But I see a lot of you, because we're always calling Portland Dave. Yeah. Hey, we need a ride. Or, you know, what have you. So you see us at that time of morning.
Yeah.
I think in the last couple of weeks, you've seen us like every day.
Exactly.
Like every weekend morning, we're calling him like, hey, man, can you get us a ride?
Sloshed, and I'm totally sober. And
yeah, it's just
I got to go get somebody.
So first off, I wrote this down just because I didn't want to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Flag in a cab.
Hmm.
Now, how does that work? Because I know you can't. Or can
well,
you?
Well, it's a gray area.
Okay.
You guys out there, I don't recommend doing it when you come into town, hang out. Don't flag a cab. Because one thing I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't flag a cab, because you're just going to get yourself all pissed off. Because most of the time, they're not going to pick you up if they're smart, good cab drivers.
Right.
They won't pick you up. They'll just keep going. And then all of a sudden, you're like.
They start getting mad.
Doing like this, and they're like. Right. Yeah. No flagging. And it's not good. On the Strip in particular, if you're on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right.
No.
Don't
do it because
it's not allowed though, right?
Not allowed. No.
Okay.
Now, if you're somewhere else, like you know, behind somewhere, you know, and you know, nobody's looking or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it's not on the Strip. Reason being is because the Strip, it's unsafe because you know it's all pedestrian.
Right.
And if
you
stop,
people running out in the street.
You know, people running out in the street, and you stop, and they get in the car, and the cars come in and take them out, and that's the main reason for safety. So that you don't want to do it on the Strip. A cab driver can lose your job for that.
Now, what if you're in, you know, like you said, like back behind the Imperial
Palace?
If you see a guy, can you go, hey, you don't have to go to the cab line. Guys.
Yeah, it's not forbidden, quote unquote, at that point, but it is definitely not recommended.
Okay.
Number one, not necessarily because of the safety of the person that's being picked up, but it's for your safety as a cab driver.
Oh.
Because what if that person, you know, doesn't have money?
Oh.
If they're at a hotel and they're catching a cab at a hotel, which most people will,
right.
They got money for a cab.
Oh, okay, right.
But if you're somebody that's going like this, you know, and they're on crack, and you're getting your cab.
right.
And then you're not getting your cab fare. Well, how did you pick them up at a hotel? I know. I picked them up. You flagged me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You're picking someone up from the wind.
It's called orderly conduct. It's an orderly conduct rule they have, basically, which basically says if the person that you're picking up does not look orderly,
right.
Or appear orderly, and it is your discretion, and hopefully, unfortunately, there's not enough cab drivers who can be smart enough to know which one's which.
Okay.
You don't have to accept the ride.
Oh, so if you act a fool.
If you're acting a fool and you're off the chain, you don't have to pick them up. Just
okay.
Keep going. And okay. I reckon, you know, if it's a family of like three or four and they got a kid or something, you know, and it's sweltering hot and they look like they're, you know, pick them up, give them a ride.
Yeah, okay.
So they're not on the strip.
But so it's pretty much safe rule, don't
Yeah, play. Yeah.
Well, we got a chat room question.
Yeah, I got a couple of them. Mine wants to know, do you hate taking locals home? In other words, leaving the strip.
That's a really great question.
And Molly is good at that.
Who's the person that?
Molly's good at that, yeah.
Molly, that's a great question.
Mitchell also want to know if you're kosher. She will.
Okay. All right. I'm totally kosher.
Taking locals.
You know, actually, I love taking locals, especially if they're strippers or hookers. Because,
there you go.
quite honestly, seriously, because they're in the industry. They tip amazing.
Oh, right.
And by the way, if you're coming to town, tip your cabbie. Just like you tip your bartender, your bellman.
Okay.
And some people don't even tip their bellman. I mean, this is a tipping town. Just do it. I mean, a couple bucks isn't going to hurt anybody. But,
right.
And most people do. Yeah.
Now,
but yeah, locals, no problem.
And no, you're right, though. They're industry. They're
yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you'd probably like taking locals home because it's gonna be a fair drive.
It's usually a longer drive, and like we have restricted cabs that are basically called geo cabs or geographical cabs, which basically means that usually you're going out way past the strip.
Right.
You can't pick up on the strip.
Okay.
But you can pick up in neighborhoods.
That was another question. Are you restricted to where you can go?
Yeah, sometimes you are. They have what's called medallions here, not to make it confusing. And if you're a red medallion, you can go anywhere in town, on strip, off strip. If you're a blue medallion, you cannot do the strip, cannot do downtown, you cannot do the airport, basically where there's tourists. But you can do...
That's just to keep it from having a billion cabs
all on the strip.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, you get a lot of rides that are out there, you know, out Henderson, wherever, or to Henderson, and there's a good ride. So, yeah, I don't...
That's got to be, yeah, it's got to be at least a $20
I love taking locals, because locals know what's going on.
Right.
You know, for the most part.
Yeah, that's cool.
Are your cabs GPS tracked?
Depends on the company. Actually, all of ours are. There are some companies that are out there that are not GPS tracked. They all have cameras in them.
I thought that was interesting. It just takes a shot.
Just takes a shot.
Every
so often.
That's cool.
Yeah, but especially if you like hit the brakes too hard or hit a pothole or something stupid, you know. GPS, our cabs, you know, where we're at, definitely we have GPS. They know where we are at the time, again, for our safety as well as the, you get an accident, you want to know where you are.
Right.
So.
Well, that's cool.
So if you go out to, if you drop somebody off in Summerlin, would you then go to, say, Red Rock and hang out there and hopefully get a fair back?
That's exactly what you do.
Oh, right. Yes.
If you take somebody out to Red Rock, you drop them off. Get in the taxi lane at Red Rock and wait for about 20 minutes.
Right.
You never know. You might get a ride going back because it's a good fare. You know?
That's right.
But,
instead of driving back alone. Right.
And now that's the other thing. You know, speaking of fares, can I talk about the long hauling thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I'll set that up. A lot of people, I've heard about long hauling. And before I even lived here, a lot of people talk about the tunnel. Don't take the tunnel. The tunnel. And I wasn't really sure even what that is.
Right.
I know now, but you probably could explain it better. But it's the... you can probably explain it better, but I'm gonna try. Something like that. It's coming out of the airport. So
right.
Yeah. What exactly is it? And I've come to find out it's illegal.
Yes. There's an actual rule for the taxi authority says that, it's a Nevada state regulation that says unless specifically requested or agreed by the person that you're driving,
right.
Long hauling is illegal, and then you're to call and make a complaint.
That's just taking you farther.
Farther when you have to go. So basically, and we got a lot of drivers that do that in this town. I'll tell you what, it's like it used to be an $86 fine by the TA to do that.
Right.
It's a $600 judicial court fine now as of July 1st.
Wow.
It doesn't even go through TA; it goes through the court. You get that? You go to court, $600. They're trying to eliminate it because a lot of people, what they do, you come from the airport and you guys out there, whatever you do, depending on where your hotel is. Now, if you're downtown at the Golden Nugget, you want to go through the tunnel. You want to go through the airport tunnel and get the freeway. You don't want to just drive through town. It's going to take you forever to get there. But
right.
If you're going to Hard Rock, somewhere like that, or you know,
yeah.
Tropicana,
yeah.
You don't want to have the cab driver take you to the tunnel. So just request, you know, tell the cabbie, you know, kindly say, oh, please don't take the tunnel. Please don't take the tunnel.
And if you do, they're
then, you know, you say, hey, I told you not to take the tunnel. Right. And then you call the taxi authority, and how you can easily get that phone number without even them knowing, they have their little permit on the glove box right in the passenger side in the front. There's the number right there in big black letters, the taxi store. You give him a call, you get his name, and you say, hey, this son of a, you know what, just right. long hauled me. I paid $30 for a cab ride, which should have only been like maybe 20 or 15.
Right. Wow.
Now there are cases that it's a little. There are cases where people request to go through the tunnel
right.
on the way back to the airport. Running late. They're running late. They just want the expressway. They don't want to do the lights.
Right.
Well, hit or miss. Sometimes the lights are, are
in favor,
good in your favor, and sometimes they're not. So when in doubt, you ask them, say, hey, let them know. Give them the option. So you know it's going to cost you this much to go if we take the tunnel, if we go through the freeway, or it's going to cost you this much to go.
And you could always, as a taxi driver, you could ask them.
You can ask them.
You could say, hey,
They like that when you
right.
do.
Right. This might be a little more expensive, but we can get you there a lot quicker if I do this. I'll go the cheaper way.
I'll tell you what, 9 times out of 10, I give them the option. They'll say, no, just go ahead and take the freeway. We don't care.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's good. Awesome. We got another question?
We do. Have you ever been scared after picking up a fare?
Have you ever been scared after? Yes.
Oh, I bet.
One comes to mind. Let's see if I, for lack of a better term.
Quite careful.
Pants down to the knees, not pulled up.
Man or woman?
Man.
Sorry.
A lot of facial hair, very, very drunk, right. doing gang signs.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That kind of thing. Lord, let this be a quick ride. And, you know, got there and dropped him off and tipped me good and on my way. I'm like, okay.
All right.
I get scared when they start talking about, yo, I was with this hoe last night, yo, I'm doing this, when they start doing all that, and then I'm like, okay, let's just get you where you gotta go.
Right, exactly.
Did you pick him up at a hotel?
Yes.
Wow. You had to pick him up.
Yeah. At Stratosphere.
That's a shocker.
That's why I don't do a lot of hanging out at Stratosphere,
right.
picking people up.
Yeah, that's so.
Let me ask you an opinion about something that happened to us at Tropicana. We were in line. It was a long cab line. Mm-hmm. Cab comes up, and a guy comes out 20 deep, comes out to the cabbie, hands him a 20, a 50, or whatever. Now there's a big long line there. Mm-hmm. Cab opened them up. The guys got in, and they went whoop and took off.
Yeah, that's that. There's such thing called cab etiquette, but unfortunately, there is no such thing as cab etiquette. It's a cutthroat, very competitive thing because the cabbies have to.
Well, that was the cab.
Make their book.
The guy. Oh, right. Yeah, they have to make a certain amount of money.
If they don't, they get in trouble. And you know, it's one of these weird kind of things. But usually. What you do in that instance, you say, you know what, you need to wait for the cab in the front of the, and the line just like everybody else. Because we get people trying to like knock on the window while you're waiting in line. There's a long line up ahead, you know.
Right.
And then people will just get totally pissed off because they see that person get in and uh-uh.
The cat who was, you know, letting people in was like, oh, he wasn't supposed to do that. We're going to call the authority and we're going to bust him.
Yeah. I mean,
it's funny because I thought what you were asking is what if you tip that guy? The guy that put you in the cab.
No, literally, the guy was just pulling up, and somebody just rushed out to him.
Oh, yeah.
He was 30 back, 20, 30 back, and they paid him, and he just got in and took off. Talk about a bunch of pissed off.
But I bet if you were in a big hurry, I don't know what, that's you'd have to talk, that's probably the hotel's etiquette. But you might be able to tip that guy, the guy that put you in.
Mm.
Hey, man, here's 50. Can you get me? I got to get out of here right now. I bet you could do that.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe they can't.
Got to go in line, wait in line.
Now, what about, can you drink in a cab? Not you, but like.
No, I can't. Yeah, I can just, I got a fifth tequila right there. I just drink one more. No, I'm just teasing.
Because legally, you can't.
You can. It's if you're in a limousine or a taxi cab,
right.
State of Nevada will allow you to, as a passenger, drink alcohol.
Okay.
It used to not be that way, but there's some law that they passed not too long ago that says it now. Well,
as long as it's out of reach or whatever.
Yeah, as long as you know they don't see the driver's not taking a hit of
stuff.
But I've seen drivers do some crazy stuff.
Right. But
yeah, that's
so if you
it's okay for them.
That's good to know because I know that there was a time where you couldn't, or at least
right.
So and it stunk because you'd have a good drink and you're gonna get in a cab.
Yeah. Well, they make pour it out now.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay. So and a limo same way. I figured a limo you could do that. Well, they gotta do that because they have those humongous limos that are like. Those made out of like a tank, mm-hmm. You know it's part. They got to be drinking in there.
Of course,
they got to be.
I don't. In Las Vegas, there's no such thing as somebody being in a limousine and not drinking.
Right.
I just don't see it happening.
Can you smoke in the cab?
It depends on the company. We're a non-smoking cab company, but discretion. What if I hold it out the window? I'll tip you an extra whatever. I'm like.
Well, it's not your car, so they're
right. It's like, fine, and our company is cool with that,
right.
But just as a rule, again, another gray area, it's a rule, exception to the rule, there's always an exception to the rule,
right.
But to the rule, it's like, yeah, not smoking cab company, but somebody really, really needs a smoke, and then, customer service thing,
Right, because I could imagine, like, the high roller comes in a cigar and drink, and like, well, what are you going to tell him? Put your drink out.
Sorry, we don't allow smoking in taxi cabs.
Right, right. You know, well, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Awesome. Well, that the only problem with that was I didn't give it the knocked up, thrown out
yeah.
before that. I'm looking at my notes going, see, I'm off my game.
Do you think maybe you should give me that $5 back?
Maybe. Because I just even forgot to do it. Because this was the big, this is my tip central right here. On
yeah,
how
tip
to get,
central. I mean,
how to get around with taxi cabs. I mean, that's.
It's very important for you guys out there.
Well,
you got to do
this
it.
Town
you
has got to. It's got to be like number two with taxi cabs, like outside of New York. It doesn't, I mean, I don't know how bad. It's got to be.
They're, 13 cab companies in this town. And I'm originally from Portland, Oregon.
Right.
And in Oregon, we've got like five.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And not as many
and
in the fleet.
Can't
the fleets are way smaller.
Well, it's funny. Where they park these cars are these humongous structures, and there's like huge parking lots for the drivers to park. And I mean, it's this town's crazy.
And it's getting even more crazier. The more we're just getting more tourists, which is great. We love that.
Right.
But they're building that Terminal 3 over there.
Right.
And hopefully that's going to clear a lot of congestion up. So another tip for you guys out there: when you do travel by taxi cab and you're going back to the airport, please allow yourself enough time to get there, because you know a lot of people, and I've been guilty of doing it myself. Oh, I'm just going to leave last minute and get there, and then you'll miss your flight.
Right.
So, especially on a busy day, make sure that you guys.
What's safe? 2 hours?
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah. Leave the hotel 2 hours.
Yeah. Especially if it's a Sunday or Monday. Those are the two most busiest days as far as people leaving Las Vegas.
Right. So 2 hours. Your flight's at noon. Be in line at 10.
Right.
Gotcha.
TSA. You got to go through all that.
Right. We have another question.
Probably my favorite question today.
Right.
Brett and Lisa wants to know: have you ever been offered a favor in exchange for a ride?
Brett and Lisa.
Yeah, that's
leave
right.
it up to Brett and Lisa.
Are they even home yet? They were just at the Star Trek convention.
I know. They were just there. When I see you guys, I'll give you the real answer. No, I'm teasing.
I'll give
you guys a real answer.
Only way it takes me home.
Actually, no. Right. No, I never had a favor, quote unquote, because number one, I can't put that on the meter.
Right.
How am I going to put that on the meter?
You can pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not, you know.
That's true.
So yeah, so no, absolutely not. But I have had a, let's just say, this is a. You know,
see a lot of.
I see a lot of things go on in the taxi cabs in this town.
They made a show about it.
Yeah, and I've only been driving 6 months, and I've seen quite a bit. So, leave it at that.
That's living and working in Vegas too. I see a lot downtown as well.
That's it.
But well, anyway, well, thank you, Dave.
Hey man, no sweat. I'm glad I'm here.
Yes, thank you very much. That's some good information. You could take that to the bank.
That's right.
And remember.
Yes.
Pub Crawl urges you to drink responsibly.
Got to.
Because we did. Even when I got drunkied up or drunkied.
Guess what? We got our drunkie on. Yeah. We didn't drive anywhere.
Nope. And we also, remember, email pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com is our email address. We're the LV Locals on Twitter. And we're the @ Vegas Video Network on Twitter. Also, thanks again a lot to Live Studio Audience.
Yeah, give yourselves a hand. Thank you guys for welcoming me because I have some big shoes to fill. You know? I'm not as pretty as Alicia, but you know. Maybe there might be a female audience out there.
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you to the chat room.
Yes.
And
great questions.
Yeah,
really
great really
questions
good.
Out there.
We're on iTunes, remember? We're on YouTube. We're on, just search Las Vegas Pub Crawl, and you'll find us. And remember, we may leave stuff out. Might have something to do with Olivia. But we do not make stuff up.
That's
right. Until next week. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.